Greetings, namaste, and shalom, everybody out there in dreamland. I am the Beyond Top Secret Texan. Join me on my podcast, the Beyond Top Secret Texan Podcast, where I explore the outer limits of human abilities, top secret military technologies, the reality of extraterrestrial Earth alliances, secret space wars, advanced cryptozoology, and all subjects of theosophic truth, esotericism, and the occult. Beyond a Top Secret Texan Podcast.
Greetings, everybody out there in dreamland. Namaste and shalom. Iron sharpens iron, and a friend sharpens a friend. Thank you all very much for tuning into another broadcast of the Beyond Top Secret Texan. I am the Beyond Top Secret Texan, broadcasting to you from the third coast, the coast with the most, the Gulf Coast of Texas. Thank you all very much. Each and every one of you out there in dreamland, listeners new and old, long-time supporters, new-time listeners, welcome. Check out the archives, over 600 episodes on my YouTube channel, and over 300, nearly 400 episodes on my podcast, which is available through browser on podpage.com/beyondtopsecrettexan or any other major podcast distribution network. Which is, you know, it's all of them. It's like it's over 12. It's over a dozen. And that includes Spotify, that includes Anchor, that includes Apple Podcasts, that includes Audible, iHeartRadio. The list keeps going on, right? And so you got your two options, either through an app or through the browser. And if you have a preference that I'm not available through or available on, let me know through my messaging and I can get that addressed, put my RSS feed on there. If you would like to follow my social media, check out Linktree/BeyondTopSecretTexan. Linktree/BeyondTopSecretTexan is the only link you're ever going to need to find all of my social media and keep up to date. Remember, it's free to like, follow, and subscribe, as well as to share my videos, my posts, my episodes on your social media, to your friends, on your favorite social website like 4chan or something awful, Reddit, etc. And I am greatly appreciative every time you do that, as well as every time you leave a review. Whether that be positive or negative, there is no such thing as bad press. And even if you are going to leave a one-star, vitriol-filled hate letter, then that will pick up positively as at least someone interacting and paying attention. There is no news like good news. And for the New Year's Day, I will be reading all the reviews that I accumulate through Apple or through the various websites, and read as many as I can, read them all, hopefully, and definitely have already planned this based on the one-star reviews, which I adore, absolutely love. They motivate me. They are sweet like sugary cereal. I love the fucking hate mail. I love it. And want more. So you're out there listening and you're like, fuck, this channel sucks. Then you go ahead and leave a one-star review and you tell me exactly how you feel. And fair is fair, I will be reading every single one of these because you, my audience, wrote them. that just warms my heart. Because I can't even now imagine that I would be here making my content, telling my truth, and pissing the shills off. All the Freemasonic shills in our society, multi-generational sleeper cells that you call families, in your little covens that you call cities, making up your little nightmares that you call society. I hope the hive mind is buzzing like a angry bee's hive. Because this drone ain't kissing the queen's ass anymore, I can tell you that. This bull has made a break for it. Gonna go live in the buffalo herd. Gonna go get my freedom. And some of that sweet, sweet buffalo pussy. Join me, or don't. I don't want the competition. Paranoid, misanthropic. And I personally hate all other human beings, especially men. So don't think we're gonna form any kind of co-op or ride off in the sunset together. I'm not a leader. I definitely don't give a shit about you. That being said, let us get into today's broadcast. We're going to be reading about direct energy patents. These are actual patents for technology that allows or creates the effect commonly known as gang stalking, the creation and maintenance of targeted individuals, and a monopoly on direct energy weapon torture, as well as mass surveillance and harassment programs run intercontinentally, not by a government, but through the government's many contractors, branches, and divisions of authority. This deep state apparatus is unified not by national patriotic interest, but by Freemasonic grand design. And that these Freemasonic globalist forces lack the manpower to adequately oppress the far more numerous quote-unquote goyim, the uninitiated, the unenlightened, those still in the West, the Western world, the land of darkness, from their seat in the East, the enlightened East, quote unquote, in their Luciferian doctrine. This is literally how the UN is using money and technology, their technocracy, to not only mass surveil and compromise the privacy and rights of every single American, but also to silence any criticism and terrorize local populations with impunity. Many Americans support this and are a part of these operations. They are Freemasons. Freemasonry has its capital in the city of London, with its spiritual capital in the Vatican City. It is beyond the material state affairs of patriots or the supervillain plots of superpowers. This is literally the creation of a caste in society that controls only the monopoly on advanced weapons of torture, of pure sadism, and of utmost violation of a person's dignity. This is absolutely in keeping with their two main spiritual foundations, Islam and Kabbalah, both of which teach their adherents to lie, to practice deceit as a fundamental survival strategy and personal way of life. They teach a secret society's attitudes of inclusion and totalitarian cult mindset to tradition and to their pocket communities and societies, which operate routinely as minorities, although exploit great financial power. They view Western men, Gentiles, and Christians as nothing but animals or worse, hated traditional ancestral enemies to be punished without remorse, mercy, or punishment returned inwardly in their society. The Talmud, for example, and Kabbalistic Judaism practices that any Gentile can or non-Jew can be robbed, beaten, murdered, or otherwise defrauded without any retribution expected from their own community. These values have been passed to the Freemason, to the Shriner, and to various other groups directly descended from this London City secret society known as the Knights Templar. Both extremes are equally permissible and in fact encouraged. The outward peace and security of these tranquil environments and the inward totalitarian severity of punishment for anything that contradicts or undermines or disrespects the existing traditional monolithic power structure. In days of yore, they used to lynch members of their own community who were too vocal in their criticisms or too exotic in their lifestyles or as ritualistic purgings of the psychotic and sadistic culture that was being created by such power structures. Now, the lynching has been replaced with gang stalking, with electronic harassment, and it's participated in by the modern day KKK, the Freemasonic lodges. Everyone from state police to military special forces, to local news agencies and journalists, business people attached to the chambers of commerce and even beyond, to the common shift managers at local hourly positions of work. All of it ultimately has the same cabal locally placed that makes all the decisions. And now with the advent of the internet, that cabal has been further removed to a centralized, almost digitalized version of itself. Already an internationalist sect capable of expressing and promoting or enforcing edicts across the globe through its membership's loyalty and discipline, it is now far easier than ever to be globally targeted by their forces, by their members, for even arbitrary reasons, like one's birth chart or potential disruptance of their system. Its victims are not true enemies of anything. They are good people. They are honest people. They are fair people. They are real people. The problem is the monopoly of violence that the Freemasons wield in this society, being both above the law and the law itself. And like serial killers always do, they seek to find untraceable, perfect murder weapons. This is indicative in their geoengineering efforts of their subliminal psyop programming in entertainment and film and music. So why would it not be the same for the hijacking and control of these direct energy weapons? And that the enemy of the state is truly the enemy of them. Their absolutist tyranny, their seizure of power through a secret society, their occult practices, which are themselves their sole qualifying rationale behind membership, and authority. There is no more foreign an invader whose mission and motivation were created thousands of years ago. With the secrets being so intricate and overlaid, the assured reality is that whatever they are, the people in possession and responsibility for them now were not the ones that created them, and themselves merely indoctrinated and enslaved to fulfill them. Tools and slaves from the very top to the very bottom of this pyramid. Just bricks in a wall. This is why it's a creation of a caste in society and not a breakaway civilization out that escaped the traditional power structures of this slavery. We'll be getting into it right now. The list of directed energy weapons with targeted individual patents. Patent number US 609-1994A. Frequency negative 1/2 hertz and 2.4 hertz. Symptom, MK. Filing date, 31st of October, of August 1998. Invented by G. Hendricus. Description: pulsative manipulation of central nervous system. Next padded. US 64886-1781. Frequency 1 to 8 hertz. Wave type M. Symptom MK. Filing date 13th of October 2000. The original assignee was Universal Hedonics. Its description is a method and device for producing a desired brain state via magnetic waves. Next patent, US 2991882. The RFDE and radar frequencies. Its locations, or its symptoms are locational. And its filing date was on the 15th of December in 2005. It was patented by the Raytheon Company. Its description is a weapon with integrated targeting system to locate targets, damages, disrupts electronics and biological entities. So let me break down these first three. Pulsative manipulation of central nervous system, meaning that through electrical impulses, they will be able to control your nervous system, meaning body movements, tics, tremors, seizures, feeling, either intensifying feelings that are not there to an excruciating or are in, you know, unignorable level, itching, for example, or pain, pleasure, to, like, for example, forcing an orgasm on someone through a distance where it's not, you know, relevant or appropriate or you know, directly causes it beyond this weapon, to controlling things like the bladder. Basically, the central nervous system is everything. Everything. You'd also just kill somebody by, say, closing off their diaphragm or their ability to breathe, you know, paralyzing them fully with this electronic. You can also, for example, cause them to, you know, have near-death experiences and constantly keep them on a verge of living and death by, you know, forcing them to have these paralysis episodes or forcing seizures, for example. Method and device for producing a desired brain state via magnetic waves. Very subtle, but say, for example, you want to produce euphoria after, you know, broadcasting a message to get support within an individual, or rage or anger or sadness. Those can be broadcast via cell phones, for example, through the cell phone towers. Those can be broadcast over satellite. Those can be broadcast in many different ways. Or the house or residence of the person could be bugged with a little bit of confidence, the way they used to do with FBI, and that those magnets themselves could produce things like what they would call a haunted house state, where people are subject to wild mood swings, fear, hysteria, and other things that could be confused with schizophrenia. These could all be achieved through magnetic field manipulation, as simple as tuning a radio dial. Weapon with integrated target system to locate targets, damages, disrupts electronics, and biological entities. They have radar specifically for people. It's a radar that from that distance they can pinpoint and track and send scalar, which is you can do with radar, to knock out or to fry a person, either in a vehicle, a car, a house, or using a computer, and the computer could be fried or disabled because people are able to pinpoint you in the house using this radar-type technology, broadcasting it scalarly through walls, and it's absolutely like using an AGS radar defense system against just a regular person. And we're going to keep moving on. U.S. Patent 6470214B1. 3,500 hertz. Symptom, V2K, voice to skull. 13th December 1996, patent date. Patent assigned to the United States Air Force. Remotely transmits intelligible subjective sound into target consciousness. Voice to skull. The ability to broadcast literal human speech into somebody's head. And they've had this technology since 1996. United States Patent 3393279. Voice to skull. Patent date 13th March 1962. Made by G.P. Flanagan for Listening Incorporated. It allows information to be remotely conveyed to subject via electromagnetic waves. Same principle, more subtle, more on the body level, the physical level, but it was 1962. Just to kind of put that in perspective, we've had the ability to broadcast emotional states and information through direct energy since 1962. U.S. 3951134 with 100, 110, and 210 megahertz. Symptoms include MK. The 5th of August 1974 is when this patent was assigned to Robert G. for Darn and Margot. Who were also the original assignees, Dord and Margolin. They created a device, an apparatus, and method for remotely monitoring and altering a target's brain waves and central nervous system. Remotely monitoring and altering a target's brain waves. In 1976. Patent number US 4395600 with MK symptoms was patented on the 26th of November 1980 by Renee R. Lundy and David L. Tyler. The description was subliminal manipulation of subjective emotions via remotely directed audio waves. Patent number US 4834701. Operating at 4 to 16 hertz. With MK symptoms, the patent was assigned on the 24th of July, 1985 to Kazumu Masaki and Ken Hashibar, It is a remote neurological control via sets of low frequency waves beamed directly at a brain. patent US 485-8612A, operating on the microwave spectrum, is a V2K device, published on 19th December 1983 for Philip L. Stock. It transmits sound to auditory cortex of mammals via remotely applied microwave signals. Patent number US 4877027A, operating on the 100 to 10,000 megahertz, as another V2K device, with its patent being published on the 6th of June 1988 to Wayne B. Brunken. Hold on 1 second. Okay, it transmits sound to auditory cortex of mammals via bursts or remotely applied microwaves. U.S. patent number 512-3899A, operating on the 40 to 80 hertz 2 signal and a E wave type, an echo wave type, with MK symptoms. The patent was published on the 17th of January 1991 by James Gall as a device that alters mood, emotions, sleep states via remotely applied frequencies and waveforms. Patent number US 51590 or 9703A, operating on 14.5 kilohertz on the echo sound wave, with symptoms ranging in the V2K. The patent was published on the 28th of December 1989 by Oliver M. Lowry, and it was to present subliminal auditory information to humans via remotely applied electromagnetic waves. So with this big group, it's basically them being able to beam at an indeterminate distance actual thoughts, to beam voices, to manipulate you by beaming actual information into your body, as if though they were in the room, yelling at you, talking it to you, trying to manipulate you, forcing you to think the thoughts that they want you to think, at least forcing you to endure, and controlling you in your own mental landscape, invading your mind. And this is from the world of the quote-unquote free. And it's so much technology, and it's so long ago. With the majority of this research being done in the 80s and the 90s. Which is also when this gang stalking phenomenon really started kicking off. It was in the mid-80s, when it first started becoming conceptualized, and people started realizing what was being done. And then in the 90s, it became extremely prevalent to the point they made the film Truman Show to describe the phenomenon, the Truman Show effect, of people being able to realize that their lives were artificially constructed and things like their own thoughts and emotions were not their own. U.S. Patent 5159703A, operating on the 4 to 212 hertz range with an MK effect. The patent was delivered on the 1st of March 1991 to Interstate Industries as a method of an apparatus for desired states of consciousness. Patent number US658779B2 was a B2K device with patent issued on the 24th of April 2002 with the original assignee being the United States Air Force. It was an apparatus for audibly communicating speech using the radio frequency hearing effect. U.S. Patent 6052336A. Another V2K device. This patent was delivered on the 1st of May 1998 by Austin Lowry III. It is an apparatus and method of broadcasting audible sound using ultrasonic sound as a carrier. U.S. Patent 6011991A. Using infrared wave types, it is an RV and MK Ultra device, RV and MK device with patent issued on the 7th of December 1998. By Eris Madeiros for Technology Patent, Inc. And it remotely identifies individuals by brainwave signature, monitors words, phrases, and thoughts by brainwave. That's right, it is a way for them to identify you via your brainwaves, which are like fingerprints. And each one's brainwave, each person's brainwave, over time, as an extremely individualistic signal. Didn't think the government could do that, could you? They absolutely fucking can. And they've been able to do it since 1998. U.S. Patent 5889870 Alpha Voice from patent was issued on the 17th of July 1996 by the American Technology Group. It makes voices emanate from individuals who do not intend or realize it. Otherwise known as the electric ventriloquist effect. That's right, they can project speech, basically deep faking people's speech. Or, by allowing the electromagnetic resonance to form around them, produce speech from their actual biofields. U.S. Patent 5507291A operates on the 300 to 1000 Hertz range. It is an RV device with a patent published on the 5th of April 1994 for Sturby and Robert C. Robert C. Sturby. As a method for remotely determining information relating to a person's emotional state. U.S. Patent 3647970A. Operating at 50 kHz on the E echo wave. A voice-to-skull device with a patent published on the 29th of August 1968. By one Gillis P. Flanagan, James David Honeycutt, and John Cloyce Honeycutt. It is a device that can remotely cause individuals to hear voices via EMF waves. It is imperceptible to anyone else. U.S. Patent 8579793B1. With an MK effect, the patent was originally published on the 27th of January 11th. It controls brain states by placing engineered EMF patterns into the AC wiring of a building. Once again, as I've said, it's both directed energy, but they can get into the actual infrastructure of a building, put in devices, and this one was a controls brain states by placing engineered EMF patterns into the AC wiring of a building. Through wires. They place these wires that have EMF distributing types of properties. And while they look like just power cables, electrical wires, etc., in office buildings, they can control your emotional states of being. Patent number U.S. 20140309849484A1 MK, published on 24th January 2014 by Daniel Wanchil Chu, is an apparatus that induced desired brain state in person by adding waves into a music file. That's right. An apparatus that is can induce desired brain states in a person by adding waves into a music file. U.S. Patent 6506148B2, operating on a half to 2.4 hertz using echo waves. This MK device, which was patented on the 1st of June 2001 by Hendrikus G. Luce and Universal Hedonics, created an apparatus that can monitor and control the brain state of an individual via pulsed magnetic fields aimed at the brain. U.S. Patent Number U.S. 6506148B2 also offers manipulation of the subject brain waves via frequencies emanating from computer and TV screens. That's right. Specifically, the manipulation subject brain waves via frequencies emitting from computer and TV screens. U.S. Patent 6487531B1. Wave type M. Symptom voice. Patent was issued on the 6th of July 1999. By Carol A. Tosoya, John W. Silva Jr., and together they make voices emanate from individuals who do not intend or realize it. Another ventriloquist effect device. It was portable handheld devices that produced humanly audible sounds and voices from thin air. U.S. Patent Number 6292688B1. Published on the 28th February 1996 by Richard E. Peer, an advanced neurotech, There was a method and apparatus for analyzing neurological responses to emotion-induced stimuli. U.S. Patent 6239705. B1. Published on the 19th of April 2000 by Jeffrey Glynn. It is a device that's an intraoral electronic tracking device that can be implanted into teeth and dentures. I would like that to sink in. An intra and oral electronic tracking device that can be implanted into teeth and dentures. That's just a list, not all of the list. That's not all of the patents. That is one list over one specific thing, which is the generating of direct energy fields to import or to export data and information strictly on that intangible electronic field, electronic world that we all live in, the fields that we all move through, that we all live through. And to be able to exploit those and master those well beyond any natural ability of men and any relatively available technology that society has at its disposal. And this is absolutely being pursued by not only the military-industrial complex's scientific, engineers, but also the United States Air Force itself. This is not myth. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is not fantasy. This is not paranoia. This is not fear porn. This is 100% real. This is reality. These are the weapons that the modern day warrior caste, the information warrior caste, the suppression force, the secret police, the KGB, the Gestapo, the NVD, the Tsar secret police, the Freemasons are all about the free, or the secret police, and the free use of violence against their enemies, especially that which can't be directly connected to them or does not ultimately sully or implicate them in guilty or, enforce that image of guilt or negative PR. This is silent weapons for silent wars. These are silent tools for silent torture. And a person could be subject to misery, untold amount of suffering and pain and discomfort and harassment, and have their entire quality of life and their rightful pursuit of happiness dashed as an act of violence against them, without any ability to seek justice in this world. Because there is no jury that they would be able to select to go through a court that is owned by these same Freemasonic murderers and torturers. And there are thousands and thousands of people across America who every year report being victims of these same technologies. They aren't just patent numbers. These are real weapons of silent war that have done untold amounts of damage against not only Americans, but human beings, regardless of their loyalty or country or nationality. And damn right, they have been used in war. Damn right, they have been used against the enemy as experiments and tests, and they have been used in Guantanamo, and they have been used in prisons and black sites. Yes, this has become a absolute piece of the American armory, especially when it comes to forced interrogation and the breaking of the enemies of the state against the wheel, the quote-unquote technocratic wheel. Their entire modus operandi is to target what we would identify as free will and the soul and privacy and internal control of mind and matter and emotion, and to manipulate them to the point of causing insanity, or at least the symptoms of insanity. The lack of bodily control, even of bodily functions, the lack of limb control, the constant discomfort of pain or dis-ease or nausea, fear that's uncontrollable and irrational and sourceless, thus unstoppable, panic, you know, everything from anger and rage at your close loved ones to loathing and shame at oneself. These are all the emotions that could be manipulated and forced upon an individual literally within as quick a time as I spoke them. And that is how they do it. They either target the central nervous system, which causes the distinctive, say, for example, pain in the hands and the feet, the cooking alive feeling under the dermis or the skin, or the itching and crawling of bugs on oneself, or they do things like cause migraines, or the opposite, where these uncontrolled orgasms or sensitivities to touch or light and sound. Man, it's absolutely torturous because it's no longer the limit of an external reality, a concrete absolute. It's like, if I'm going to cut your fingers off because we're going to torture you, that is real. You can fight that. You can fixate on that. You can deal with that. Because it's not you. It's not your fault that I'm doing this to you, right? Like, it may be happening, but it's because something that you can grasp and understand and potentially, you know, even if you can't, you could, theoretically, do this to me. Get your revenge to make sense of this. But if it's electronic, if it's invisible weapons, if it's direct energy, if the patents are parts of national security and only amongst the military or secret society elite and the law enforcement world or these occult groups, what chance of revenge do we have? What chance of justice do we have? What chance of survival does one have? And the answer is none. Because they have created a monopoly on this violence, just like the samurai caste created one in Japan with swords. Just like they're hoping to create one physically with the banning of civilian ownership of firearms, so that only the government and police may access or provide their monopoly of violent needs when it comes to weapons. The same way that a man with a knife, you know, will do everything they can to keep the knife away from you, especially if they are threatening you or trying to assault you. It's because it is indicative of the one thing that separates them and you. It is literally not only a weapon, but a manifestation of their power, which is invisible and alternative. It is non-fatal, but it will make you wish for death, and it violates all of your abilities to understand the world that you're in. It literally is a black magic type sorcery as far as the average person is concerned, because these societies are extremely occult and view themselves as warlocks, as sorcerers. This is their creation of their black magics in the terms of death curses or bad voodoo curses or, you know, the aboriginal ghost bullets and shit like that. This is absolutely Human nature never changes. Technology changes. Yes, this is like Dune. This is like Star Wars. These are the next level sci-fi realities. The warrior caste will be using direct energy weapons, invisible weapons, to control not only and attack and invade and dominate and destroy their enemies, regardless of it being individual duels, battles, vendettas, families, houses, organized crime, or state level warcraft. 21st century moving on entirely will be dominated with direct energy weaponry. 100% anyone or anything that does not possess them is 100% at the mercy of those that do, and those that possess them are godlike in their physical power to wage this war, such as Thor or Zeus shooting lightning bolts down at regular conventional armies, and they can operate with near impunity in any environment, urban, rural, etc., and they excel at mass chaos without any kind of direct, you know, responsibility. It's not like you can go pick up the bullets on the ground and trace them back to their specific armory. There are no ramifications. This is absolutely hiring evil sorcerers to curse lands and to topple and kill and assassinate kings and the king's child and his like crib and stuff using evil black magics. You know, like way beyond the understanding of mortals. But exactly, like, this is just creating that caste, a caste of pure tyranny, a caste of pure arrogance and corruption, a caste of absolute fucking evil, and it'll be their ultimate undoing as their reliance on that technology, like all of these monopolies on violence and warrior code ways, ultimately prove to be their obsolescence and their destruction by another society of warriors that uses a, you know, counter lifestyleism, specifically like the ninjutsu compared to the samurai, or the professional soldier and the professional army compared to the samurai, which was a cult of personality and basically a religious cult based into a warrior caste. Same thing with these Freemasons. They will be destroyed. They will be destroyed and leveled on the field of battle as they are attempting to destroy their own people. That's the law of nature. But only by understanding it, by realizing it, will we be able to use those weapons against them at one point in the future. Maybe not now, maybe not even in my lifetime, but soon the people will understand this and we will win the arms race, just like private firearm ownership, where the American people own hundreds of millions of weapons, which outnumber the entirety of the world's professional militaries' armories combined. That's the disparity between the people and our size of our population, our troop power. And if we started building and creating direct energy weapons, if we started engineering them and using them against our enemies, within that year or a few seasons more, we would absolutely drive them into ruin. We would raise their strongholds and we would burn them alive in their beds, kill their firstborn, etc. There is no question to that. The 99% will always crush the 1% unless that 1% is operating with dark magic sorceries that the 99% do not believe are real, cannot defend themselves against, and thus will always be at the mercy of. And currently, that's direct energy weapons. Currently, that's electronic warfare, and that's the monopoly on electronic warfare that these Freemasons have against targeted individuals. And I've been the Beyond Top Secret Texan. You've been listening to the Beyond Top Secret Texan podcast. Thank you all very much for doing so. As I said before in the beginning, check out Linktree/Beyond Top Secret Texan. Check all that shit out. Follow my social media. Like, share it. It costs you nothing and it helps me out immensely. And if you can tip, thank you very much in advance for supplying any kind of monetary assistance, you know, in advance. If not, thank you very much. This content, like all my content, will be free. Check out the archives, over 300 episodes on the podcast. There are 600 episodes on the YouTube, as well as my other video sites, Instagram video, etc. Twitter posts dark web video there too. Peace out, y'all. Namaste, Angelo. Iron sharpens iron, a friend sharpens a friend. God bless.